This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Every day at 10 a.m. and p.m. on 89.9 FM, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA-compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
So when Jesus shows up in Matthew chapter 4:19, Jesus came and he begins to introduces earthly ministry, which is really about revealing the kingdom of God. And I don't want to mess with your theology too much, but how many of you know when they talk about Jesus, when he said that I came to seek and to save that which was lost? How many know that which was lost is not people? He didn't say I came to seek and to save those who were lost. He said I came to seek and to save that which was lost. And what was lost was his kingdom. So Jesus didn't come back just to save you and I. He came back to restore a kingdom that would give you entrance into it, which by default would save you. Amen. But he came, come on now, he came to restore the kingdom. Because Adam lost the kingdom. Right. Is that all right? Amen? Amen? And then he said this in chapter 4, verse 19. He said to them, follow me. Say that with me. Follow me. Follow. and I will make you fishers of men. It really doesn't matter what's on the end of that, fishers of men. He's trying to give them their assignment on earth and trying to help them reach people. And this is the assignment for them because they're going to be great disciples and great apostles in the kingdom. But watch this. Here's the principle that he lays out for all of us. He said, if you follow me, I can make you. I can. Does everybody say it with me? I can make you. But I can't make anything that ain't following. In other words, you can't really become what you are destined to be if you're not following. Come on, amen. So the precondition or the prerequisite to living your destiny or understanding what you were created for is that you have to learn to be a follower first. If you can't learn to be a follower, then you can't become what God wants you to become. Amen. You have to position yourself. Somebody say, position myself. You have to position yourself as a follower of Jesus Christ. Is that all right? He said it again in Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. He makes this statement, and it has eternal consequences. And he says this to a group of people. Take up your cross daily and follow me. Come after me. Somebody said one time to me, Pastor, you say, how do you know to say take up your cross and follow me when he ain't been to the cross yet? Well, in that day and age, it was a euphemism. Because in that day and age, a lot of people got crucified. And on the way to their crucifixion, they would have to carry the instrument of their crucifixion on their back. So when Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me, what he was saying was, you got to die to yourself. You got to die to yourself. In other words, you can't live your life for yourself. If you're going to follow me, you got to live your life for me. Come on, amen. So now the question needs to be asked, who is following who? Who is following who? Because if we're not careful, ladies and gentlemen, we will develop a theology, especially in this Americanized culture that we live in, where we just fall in love with Jesus and want to attach Jesus to our life and make him some kind of apparel. Or we just want to have Jesus here. We don't want to follow him. We want Jesus to be with us. Come on, help me. Amen. We put on certain things. We attach it to our wagon. Wherever our wagons are going, we sort of just put Jesus in the wagon and pull him along with us because we want to be socially acceptable. We want to fit in. We want to make sure we go to heaven when we die. And somehow we want to make sure we did the Jesus thing, so we tag Jesus onto the end of everything we do. Is that too much truth too fast? Is everybody all right? And eventually what happens when we do that is Jesus becomes a means to a blessing and he becomes a means to our happiness. Come get Jesus, feel better about yourself. Come get Jesus, he'll take care of you. Come get Jesus, get the blessing. It's weekend all the time, baby. Just get you some Jesus. And somehow when we do that, instead of us following him, we position our lives for Jesus to follow us. Can I just tell you this? That is not in your Bible. It's not found within Scripture. That's not the kingdom of God. And that's not the Jesus that you and I as believers have been called to serve tonight. Because Jesus doesn't follow me. I follow Jesus. My destiny is found by me following him. And Jesus didn't come into my life for the sole purpose to make me feel better and make me comfortable. He came into my life to form it and to transform it into the purposes that he set me for so that I could live the assignment that he put on me. Come on, amen? The reality is that when we see people that really know how to follow Jesus, when we see people that live that life that is sold out to Christ, we oftentimes, because we have a religious Americanized sense of what Christianity is, we oftentimes think them people are just audacious and bold and radical. Them radical Christians, them people are radical down there at True Church. Stay away from that place. Radical. Audacious. That's just too bold. God don't want you to be that bold. I had a pastor one time tell me, he said, don't never go out to eat with me, a witness to the waitress. I said, well, I'm going to be going out to eat with you then. Because that's one of my most fun things I like to do. I have a good time with it. And I've been pretty successful at it too. I tell him, isn't that right, Ed? It was my realtor for 3 years. I finally got him saved when he was showing me a house one time. He's been in church now for 3 years. Audacious. Bold. Somebody shout bold. How many know when you talk about a Christian being an audacious Christian, basically you mean by that they're more in love with Jesus than you are. Amen. That's just another way to say that they really are sold out and they really are in love with Jesus, that somehow something has happened in their life that allows them to be more expressive about their relationship, that allows them to live their life fearless, not worried about what other people think or what other people say, that they're not worried about how people might look at their devotion to the Lord or how they honor God with their worship or how they move in the church. Come on. And sometimes people that are saved, that don't know how to live that fearless life, when they get around somebody that's audacious, they get very uncomfortable. They don't like it. It makes them feel kind of uncomfortable. Well, it's okay. Just get uncomfortable. It's good for you. It's like eating peas. I hate peas, but they're good for you. I don't like broccoli and cheese either. That's just disgusting to me, but people love that. I don't get it. Listen to me, living in the kingdom of God is not about lounging around in a lazy boy chair. It's about the assignment that God has put on your life and your destiny. Your life as a believer was meant to be lived audaciously, fearlessly before the Lord. I just believe God's looking for some people that will just get uncomfortable and say, God, I'm going to do whatever you want me to do. I'm going to live the audacious life. I wonder if I got anybody here tonight to say, that's me, Pastor. I'm going to live that life. Because listen, it's only the audacious people that can change a city. Christians that are comfortable will never change a city. Christians that are comfortable will never change a community. Christians that are comfortable will never win their neighborhood. Christians that are comfortable might attend church regularly, but they won't make a difference. It really takes people to live the audacious life if they're going to make a difference in somebody's life. Amen? And I'm not talking about just being saved here. We're not talking about salvation here. I'm talking about your destiny. There is absolutely nothing that you can do in of yourself to save yourself. This isn't about religious duty, and it's not about religious obligation. Christianity is not about you doing something. It's about how you live your life, huh?
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
God isn't going to do anything for you that He hasn't already done. There's no point in asking God to do things that He's already done. What you should be doing is thanking Him for it. Now, I know that might be a new revelation for some of you, but when Jesus said it was finished 2,000 years ago. That means that He knew you from the end to the beginning. He's already provided for you everything that you have need of in your life. You don't have to ask Him for things that He's already given you for. Come on, somebody. You just got to be grateful for what He's given to you so you can see it manifest from the heavenly realm into the natural realm, because He's already given it to you. That's not what we're talking about tonight. Amen. This is really about God's nature manifesting more in our lives, because there's so much available to us in the kingdom as children of God. We haven't even begun to tap into what's really ours. We live our life in defeat. We live our life in misery. Sometimes we live our life in depression, as Pastor Doug said on Sunday, with disappointment. And the truth is that there's an answer for everything. God's already provided an answer for everything that goes wrong in our life. We've just got to learn how to see that manifest in our life and tap into that thing. Well, I can tell you how you tap into it. It comes by living the audacious life. Amen. It's not coming to somebody that's just saved. Is everybody okay? I think I'm shocking some of you. Listen, you can't put on enough and you can't take off enough, do enough, hear enough, attend church enough, pray enough, tithe enough, get saved, any more saved than you're already saved. You're saved. Ain't nothing changing that. Amen. There used to be a time in the church when everybody would try to get favor from God by what they would do. You had to dress a certain way. You had, and Pentecostal people were bad about this. You had to act a certain way. Women weren't allowed to wear makeup, had to put a little bun in their head. And I mean, you had to do everything just right. You couldn't hang out with people to smoke and cuss and chew. You couldn't go to the movies. You couldn't do anything, because if you did, then God wasn't going to bless you. Come on, and people were trying to look like something, trying to look like a Christian that they read about in the Bible. And when you messed up, you think God get disappointed with you, so you wouldn't go to church. And you hide out from God. God's mad at me. I messed up this week. And you knew God was just up in heaven, just shaking his head, looking down on you, going, "Oh my God. I mean, oh myself. Look at you. Just look at you. I can't believe you did that this week." You knew what you did before you were even going to do it. You were being tempted, and I watched you giving that temptation, and you went down there and did it anyway, right in front of me while I was looking down from heaven at you. Shame, 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 shame. I mean, God ain't up in heaven doing that. Come on, amen? How many of you recognize that's not in the Bible? That's not in your Bible, amen? Can I just tell you how you spell religion? D-O. Do. That's how you spell religion. Cross all of your T's, dot all of your I's, make sure you got your church dress clothes on, you act right, talk right, be right, don't make no mistakes. Make sure you pray for exactly 30 minutes every day. Read your Bible till your eyeballs about pop out of your head because you're too tired from reading it. I mean, you just do it all right. Let me tell you, according to that standard, we're all going to hell. Because every one of us in here ain't been able to keep that standard. I don't know about you, but anytime I can't sleep, I just start reading the Bible. I go right to sleep. I ain't lying. Just start. If you really want to go to sleep fast, just go somewhere in the middle of Numbers or Deuteronomy. Get to the begots. You'd be out like that. I mean, if God wants to set us free from the do. He wants to set us free from religion. How many know relationship with Jesus is spelled D-O-N-E? Come on. D-O-N-E, done. Somebody shout done. It's not what I'm going to do, it's what he's done. It's not what I can do, it's what he has done. It's not what I'm going to give him, it's what he gave me. Come on, amen. It's all about what he's done, what he's provided, how he's made a way, amen. Because see, for a long time, people called us to consecrate. When people called us to consecration, we thought that meant we had to look consecrated. And we got crazy in the world. You know, we had people 600-700 years ago taking a vow of silence, shaving their head bald, walking out into the woods and living off the land for 9 years to consecrate themselves. That's just ridiculous. We got people do stuff like that today. Go up and say, "Hello, how you doing?" They just look at you and don't say nothing. Well, why ain't they talking? Well, they consecrated themselves. They don't speak no more. Well, you big dummy, God gave you a voice and a mouth. You're supposed to speak. Who told you not to say nothing? Matter of fact, faith's got a voice. Well, we're trying to consecrate ourselves. No, you ain't. You're punishing yourself. Come on, amen. See, and we got that thing where we thought we had to become nuns and we had to join a certain kind of a sect of Christianity, and that somehow that all this stuff got taken away from us and we weren't allowed to have no fun no more. Can I just tell you, being a child of God is fun. Being a child of God is thrilling. Living the assignment on your life is exciting. It's adventurous. Hollywood can't make a movie that good. It's awesome when you do that. Amen. Giving your life completely to Christ is not a life of misery. It's not a life of loss. It is actually a life of freedom, a life of release, a life of liberty. And it actually moves you into the place of becoming everything that you were designed to be for every function of your life that God put in you to function. Come on. Amen. Is everybody all right? How many know when we bow our knees to Jesus, how many recognize that all of our sins are transferred to him? When you get on your knees and you say, "God, here's my life, take it," all of your sins are given to him. Not part of them, all of them. Come on, past, present, and future. They are all transferred to Jesus. They're all transferred to him. They're all put on his account. And guess what? He paid all of it. He paid for it all. You ain't got enough to pay for it. Donald Trump ain't got enough to pay for it. Come on, the economy in the United States of America ain't got enough to pay for all of it. Jesus paid it all. Somebody shout, He paid it all. Some of us in here, we're still trying to pay for some stuff we did 20 years ago. Still carrying around some baggage. Some of you still trying to pay for some stuff you did last week. Hiding out from Jesus as if He didn't see you. When you did what you did, He saw what you did when you did it. He was right there. Matter of fact, if you're a Christian, He was living right on the inside of you when you did what you did. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. And He saw it. So what are the reaction to that is we want to live under guilt. We want to live under condemnation. We want to live under shame. And listen, I've come here to tell you tonight, you don't have to live under guilt, condemnation, and shame. As a matter of fact, I come to take guilt, condemnation, and shame off your life. Because that's not the plan of God for your life. Amen. Whatever you did, if you did it yesterday, if you did it this morning, if you did it last week, if you did it last year, if you did it 20 years ago, the Bible says that if you bend your knee to Jesus, it don't matter what you did or who you did it with or how you did it, He took all of your sin, every bit of your sin, all of your guilt, all of your shame, every time you've been condemned, every time you've been overwhelmed, every time you felt like a failure, every time you felt like you couldn't get back up. He took it all. Somebody shout, He took it all. He didn't just take it, He paid it. He paid it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 says, "For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." You know what that means? That means your sins were transferred to His account. Everything you ever did wrong, past, present, and future, was transferred to Him, that you could become the righteousness of God in Him. Oh,
praise Him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tina Cook, and I would like to invite you to our awesome True Life Inner Healing Group every other Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. If you are in need of a touch, a word, or a healing from Jesus Christ, this is the place to be. Every group, we have a God encounter. I love the presence of God, but even more, I love watching Him instantly transform your life. It's a fact that your life will never be the same. For the next group date, check out our website at mytruthchurch.com. And you can also check out my testimony at tinacook.org. So come, join me every other Saturday at 9 a.m. and come expecting.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.